Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all of you people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this whole radio show. It's on buildingfortunesradio.com and on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Janine Avila. Now, we love working with Janine because she's so much fun. And I think tonight you're going to see what I mean. So Janine Avila and I first met as a result of a radio show series we were doing for a good friend of ours. Her name is Doris Wood. Doris Wood was the original founder of the MLMIA, and I always like to give honor to Doris because that's how we kind of got started. And when Janine was hosting the radio show with Doris, I was like, man, this gal knows what she's talking about. Not just talking about Doris. Doris, I always knew that, but this gal named Janine, and I found that she was like, really, like walking the walk, talking the talk. This gal's doing this stuff. And as you heard from her story, you found that she was also a single mom. She raised a small tribe, you know, a gaggle or whatever that might be, a herd, if you will, of children. And she did it in direct sales and network marketing. And she was really, like, you hear the things she's talking about, and I'm like, wow, this gal really probably has a whole bunch of stories as well. But the stories that she's telling about how she's building her business are really great. So then Janine, I don't know, she started doing her own thing, and Doris, you know, she was only a guest for Doris for a couple of times. Then she called me back, and she says, I want to do another radio show. And I said, thank gosh, because I really love having you on the radio show because you're so much fun. And I sincerely didn't realize all of the great resources that she'd bring, whether it's people or knowledge or all that sort of stuff, really practical things that people need to know to be able to successfully build any kind of a home-based business, but specifically, you know, the network marketing and affiliate programs and online marketing kind for sure. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, you will hear her friendly voice on lots of the other radio shows that we've done. And we started off with, like, how to set up a home office and how to keep yourself out of technical difficulties, and we've done things like health and nutrition and other things like relieving stress, and today we're going to talk about whatever she's going to talk about as a continuation, as per my request, of what we spoke about last week. So with no further delay, I want to say thanks for Janine Avila for doing our radio show whenever she can, so thanks here for being live on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure, and I'm happy to be here for a lot of reasons. One is that this is a great break from all the craziness that goes on in the world, and it's always nice when part of your mission is giving back, and this is a show where we're able to do that, and I love partnering with you, Peter, because we have the same mindset that this whole thing about working from home and using your home and your skills and your knowledge to contribute to your own life and to further your own goals and to better your own family is something that you and I both feel strongly about. And this show is 30 minutes a week that we can carve out to get on here and do that. And we had a lot of fun last week talking about mastering the art of the virtual meeting. And it's like, you know, right now, we've been doing this show for 2 years where we've been talking about working from home. And I was a self-proclaimed Zoom queen and teaching people how to use Zoom so that you could work from home in isolation, mind you, pre-pandemic, pre-corona anything. The only thing corona I knew about came in a six-pack. And we were talking about those things and about how you could work from home and you could make your life better and not have to deal with traffic, because you could Zoom and you could do all these different things. And then here along came, you know, unbeknownst to anyone, the pandemic. And suddenly, you know, Peter and I have been talking about working from home and how to use your home for profit instead of just something you pay for and that you get to hang out in once in a while, like really carving out space and making your home your place of business, your home office, your world headquarters, your command center, your control, you know, mission control, right? That's a good word. So we've been talking about that. So suddenly everybody and their mother is working from home and learning how to do that. And the virtual meeting became like how we function, how we not just function, but survive, how we do business today. We were watching the news and we're seeing newscasters from their home. We're seeing, you know, The Tonight Show. We're seeing everybody working from home and all of our favorite shows and sports, you know, award shows being broadcast from everybody's home. And we're kind of looking over their shoulders and looking at their backgrounds and seeing what they got going on in their home. So people have learned how to function and how to do the virtual. Some people have learned that. Mastering the art of the virtual meeting is what I talked about last week, because, you know, something like Jimmy Fallon is working from home. He's a professional. He's been doing The Tonight Show. He's like off the charts popular. And I'm watching him and suddenly his kids come in the room and start talking to him while he's doing The Tonight Show. Now, this is something Jimmy Fallon didn't have to deal with when he was down at NBC Studios. And I'm watching the news and my weathercraft forecaster starts giving the weather and the dog starts barking. And he's like, oh, well. And we've all had these kind of things and we've seen the memes and we've seen the Zooms. And last week when we talked about mastering the art of the virtual meeting at the end of the show, Peter says, we need part two. We need when the Zoom goes wrong, when the virtual meeting goes wrong. And there's so many things that can happen. So tonight, I just wanted to talk to you about how to deal with that and what things you can put in place. Peter, do you have any thoughts about things that could go wrong with the virtual meeting?
I am the king of thoughts about what can go wrong during the virtual meeting, because I've been doing online meetings like since forever, and I purposely don't have a camera on a lot of my computers specifically for that reason, because I'm working.
You one of those guys?
I am one of those guys, because I'll tell you, I am the guy that says, keep your hands away from your keyboard, you know? Like, I need to see where your hands are when I'm talking about. So I have a tendency of being a little bit informal when I'm like, stop picking your nose. Like, we can see you doing that. And unfortunately,
hey,
I'm a little.
This is a high-class show.
I know. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them. I'm like tickled pink. Like, I can't believe, like, don't you realize the camera is on people? People, the camera is on. Like, maybe you should do something with those eyebrows. You know? So I just love first of all, I say this playfully, but I also realize that, you know, when I first started working from home, now we're talking about 1996, 1997, you know, I didn't even know what a computer, you know, really was, what Nat Symbol
was.
You were still in diapers. I know, I understand.
Yeah,
so anyway, but I didn't realize that, you know, so when the dogs were barking, like, how are you going to stop the dogs from barking? How are you going to stop the kids from interrupting you? So I realized, you know what? I got to let my hair down and relax a little bit, because I am where most people would want to be, meaning usually on a Tuesday or a Monday night or whatever, Tuesday in the afternoon, I was away from my family. Like, they never saw me. So background noises would be something that you would expect to hear. So kind of loosen up and kind of, like, don't freak out. So I had to go through that because I was, you know, the professional guy before. And now I'm kind of like, hey, the kids are banging through the doors. They don't realize all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I'm the king of what could possibly go wrong during a meeting. And by the way, the more you are doing these things, the more statistically the possibilities for something to go wrong are there. So, man, you better prepare for this the best way you can. But sometimes when things happen, things just do. So I'm all ears about some of the tips and suggestions, and I might throw in a couple as well as we start talking about these types of things, because now we're in my territory and we have lots of fun and very interesting stories. Some could be fun and interesting, but quite honestly, some could really, I'm going to use the word bust or destroy whatever you're trying to build. So there are definitely some things that as you go through your stuff, I'll throw in a couple of mine too, that you should do so you don't really destroy whatever might be going on relative to whatever might be going on relative to whatever business that you might be having when you're doing an online meeting. And I'm not just talking about the video camera. I'm also talking about what might also pop up on your desktop as you're sharing your screen, as other instant messages might be popping up as well. So having said that, your Zoom is a little bit like a body cam, and just watch out. So here we go. So let's talk about whatever you want to talk about next.
Okay. Well, you actually brought back a memory that was slightly horrifying to me, which I'll share in a minute. But a couple of things I just wanted to respond to what you said. So when I say you're one of those guys, I'm a strong advocate of the camera being on. The reason for that is because even though guys like Peter might be hiding the fact of like whatever, but part of the mastering the art of the virtual meeting is it's FaceTime. And I'm not talking about what's on your iPhone. I'm talking about when your boss says, hey, I need some FaceTime, or somebody, you need to look in people's eyes. And especially because of the current situation in the world, and we can't really walk into somebody's office, we put things in place. So that when I say we, it's like anybody that I'm doing a virtual meeting with and talking about how it could really, you know, be destructive or damaging. And part of that is not preparing for the meeting. So there's going to be things you can't control, which we'll talk about in a minute. But proper preparation before the virtual meeting is a secret. It's the secret to not having these damaging things and relieving stress. But I want to underscore something you said. Relax. You know, everybody's working from home. Everybody has this stuff happening. So first of all, if you're working for a company and they're doing a lot of virtual meetings, get up in the morning and make yourself presentable. Comb your hair. Put your makeup on if you wear makeup. You know, do whatever you have to do. Put a hat on, but be ready. Always be ready. That's really important because you don't know when your boss or someone's going to call you into a meeting, and you don't want to be the one that's like, oh, my hair doesn't look good. Oh, I'm not ready. Oh, don't turn the camera on, because it's a big part of showing up, having the camera on and being engaged and being prepared to respond and showing your boss and your team that you're a part of a team member of a team, that you're paying attention, you're engaged. You know, you're focused, and that's what you want in your business career, whether you're working one-on-one with a client, whether you're talking to a family member, or whether you're talking to your boss. You don't want to have, like, we wonder, like, I'm a boss, I've been a boss, and when people don't have their cameras on, I wonder why. What are you doing? Why are you not sitting at your desk paying attention right now during this time? So that's really important, I feel, is to have that camera on and paying attention and being focused. And I'll just talk about something. Pay attention to your background. What's going on in your background? And I've had a lot of this with people I've done meetings with. I'm like, hey, what's going on back there? I was just talking to someone today. I'm like, I'm having a hard time listening to you because there's so much mess back there behind you. It's distracting me. So I'm probably, Peter, one of the worst people to do a virtual meeting with because
you're a control
freak.
Yeah, you're a control freak. See, what I do is I put key logging software, microchips, and security cameras in all my employees so I can watch them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
I'm a control freak. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I know. I'm sure you are.
But realistically speaking, it is a great inspect what you expect, because you probably don't have a real idea of what's going on in their lives until you see what's going on in their lives. So look for clues.
Well,
like, it's very, very, very revealing, you know? So
that's exactly right. Like, I had a coaching client that I was working with, and he was having a hard time being successful. And so we're going to do a Zoom, and this was again pre-pandemic, and I just like to look at people when I'm talking to them, and it's the personal touch, you know. And so when he didn't want to do a Zoom, and I basically bludgeoned him into it. So when he did it, and he had such a messy, disorganized office. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't even stay focused on the topic, and I had to talk to him about it, but it's what was the most important. And that was probably 2 years ago. And still to this day, he talks about that day. I'm like, what is that, a saxophone? What is all over the place back there? Like, I couldn't even focus. And I said, I can't focus, so I don't know how you possibly can. It really is a useful tool. And it helps you see the environment that people are working in, because the environment's critically important. Well, let's go back right now to preparation, because one of the things that's important, let's just go back a couple years ago. I had a very big Zoom I was doing. There was supposed to be about 800 people on it. So it was a big deal, and I knew it. And I had my mother in my house who has dementia, and I had 3 or 4 grandkids, and I had my daughter so preparation. So I had to go in and do this meeting. Now, it was going to be a problem for me if grandkids were coming in, and I was speaking on the Zoom. So I couldn't have all these disruptions. I couldn't have my mom coming in and scolding me like I was 7. And I would have handled it if she did, but I prevented it by going out and telling everybody, I'm going to be in there doing a call. Do not come in there. Do not yell and make noise outside the door. Don't fight. Don't knock on the door. And then I put a sign on the door, and I'm like, do not knock on this door. I'm doing a meeting. I'll be out, and I put the time, and do not disturb. And that's really important, just so you let people know what the rules are. What are the ground rules? And it's important to let the family know. And I've been teaching this for years when I talk about working from home. Have the family meeting so your family knows it's inappropriate for them to come in and start talking when you're on a business meeting. That's your business. It reduces your credibility when they come in and start talking to you, because it's a lack of respect. And it may not be, they just may not realize that it comes off that way. Because when I'm on these Zooms all the time and Teams meetings, I use Teams now a lot. And when you're talking to one person, can ruin it for everybody else. And it ruins your credibility. And like you said, you know, it's damaging. But the way you prevent that is by just clear communication. Hey, I'm going to be on a meeting. And with these Zooms and these Teams meetings, we're on not speakerphone, but unless you're using a headset, everybody in your home can hear everything that's going on.
Like,
and
my phone
that
ringing.
Conversation.
Like my
what?
Phone ringing. Like my phone ringing.
Exactly. Just like that. But what's really important is, and I just had this happen last week. I was on a very important call, and I had somebody in my home. And even though I did what we just said, and I said, I'm going to be on this call, this be quiet, don't say anything, they were compelled to butt into the conversation. So I had to go on mute. So it's really important. I keep my hand on the mute button all the time. The mute button is your friend. When I did the radio show at the radio station, and you probably know this, Peter, we had a button that was called the dump button, and you could knock somebody off the air in a minute. And with Zoom, you can block out stuff. But a lot of times people aren't sure how to use the mute or where it is, or it takes a minute to find it. And I know that something might go wrong. I have a dog that gets worked up. She's been heard on this radio show before. She's been heard on my calls. And now I've got my hand on the button because she's a dog, but she gets a little jealous when I'm on not paying attention to her and she wants to start barking. And it's like you said, relax. Sometimes I just say, oh, like my dog's name is Ruka, has something to say, sorry. But then I go on mute because I don't want, especially if somebody else is speaking, it's rude. It's rude if somebody in your family or your dog or whatever is going on, if you have background noise. So it's important to pay attention to the mute button to handle that. And right now, I know it's time for a commercial break, so let's do that, and then we'll come back and talk about a few more things that can go wrong and what to do about them.
We will be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here. We are here with Janine, and she's talking about stuff related to the things you need to do to make sure you have a more successful Zoom or online meeting, whether it's audio or video. One thing I would just want to mention real quick is, first of all, dog lovers. Dog lovers are the best network marketers. Every network marketer I know who has a dog that barks in the background is a great network marketer. So it's a really a good sign that they have a dog that barks. But you got to learn how to control it. So what I always do is I always teach people. I'm a drug pusher. I made a drug, Janine. You ready for this? It's called Ahamia. Ahamia. So it's Ahamia. You'd say Ahamia. Spell it out. A-H-A-M-I-A. That's the way a drug would sound like. Buy Ahamia. Blah, blah, blah. Known side effects. What Ahamia stands for is always handle awkward moments in advance. So always handle awkward moments in advance. So when I had three kids here and three kids' friends. Now, they're all grown, so you don't hear my dogs anymore. But when I had three kids and three kids' friends, and we had three dogs, and it was like, you know, Grand Central Station in my house, which I would rather have than being so friggin' lonely like I am right now. But when I had all those kids, the dogs were constantly barking. It sounded like a friggin' kennel because they were either playing or barking or seeing something was going on. It was crazy. I wouldn't have had it any other way. So just learn how to hit the mute button or learn how to handle it in advance. But realistically, I'd rather have those background noises than anything else. But again, it's got to be moderated. You know what I mean? Like, so you do the best you can to bribe your kids. Hey, you know, like, listen, everybody gets ice cream. I'm on with a president of a company, you know, so do whatever you can to kind of clear the room or kind of figure it out. But the key is always handle those awkward moments in advance. So back to you.
That's really, really good. And, you just reminded me of one of my favorite sayings. People who say you shouldn't bribe kids never had kids.
That's right. That's right.
Bribe them. And dogs. Speaking of dogs, in my desk drawer now, honestly, if you guys could see, if we were doing a virtual meeting, I pull the drawer open and there's little dog treats in my desk drawer because sometimes I will huck a dog treat across the room. And that settles her down, and it allows me to finish what I was doing. So, among other things, what can go wrong? One thing, you can knock yourself off the call. So what do? You just go back on. And you don't come back on and say, oh, sorry, I blah, 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 blah. Just get back on. Like, that's just what happens. One of the slightly annoying things about the virtual meeting is all the time you have to waste listening to people say, can you hear me? Oh, I can't find, like, all this kind of nonsense about not knowing how to do it. So, again, that goes back to being prepared. It's like, figure out how the system works. And don't waste everybody else. Don't be a baby. Like Jim Rohn used to say, don't be a thumb sucker. You know, don't be one of these people who sit down and figure out how to use your own system. Don't get on there and make it everybody else's responsibility to tell you how to use Teams or Zoom or Skype, or whatever you're using. Master it. You know, don't be lazy. Go to YouTube and watch a video, or go to the help section of Skype or Zoom or Teams, and just understand. And it's like, to me, it's irresponsible, and it doesn't make you look very good when you don't know how to use your equipment, and you make it everybody else's responsibility to know. So that's something, and sometimes people don't realize they do that. And it's people have a gap. They have things they can't see about themselves. So just in summary, as we're wrapping it up here, have the meeting, talk to your family, and let them know what the ground rules are. When I'm on a business call, you're not to come in there and start talking to me. Or they have to give you a heads up. If they have to say something to you, then they need to give you a signal or something so that they're not disrupting everyone else on the meeting, because it truly makes you look like you're not in control and you're not focused on what's happening for the virtual meeting if it's business. If it's a fun meeting, that's a whole different thing. You can have happen whatever you want. But the other thing is you want to be conscious of what's going on in the meeting. I've done Zooms where somebody's walking around, or they're, one time somebody didn't realize that their camera was on and they were cleaning desks and cleaning a house. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what the only thing that was wrong with it was all that activity is very distracting to the other people that are just sitting there motionless. So pay attention, know how to turn your camera on, turn it off. Sometimes things happen and you want to turn your camera off quickly and then come back on. So again, that all comes back to knowing how to do it. And again, don't waste a bunch of time telling people what happened. Just exit, come back on, and then fall back into the meeting and learn how to do it. And again, the other things that can go wrong, people knock on the door, especially now. We've got this situation now. We're in a pandemic, so everybody's working from home, or for the most part, and everybody's doing what? Getting orders from Amazon. And what do? And they start banging on the door. And they don't care if you're on a Zoom or not. And they're knocking on the door. And you don't have to tell everybody, go on mute. And it depends what you're doing. And you just handle it. And just know that these things are going to happen. The minute you hear the first knock, hit the mute, unless you're talking. If you are talking, you can ignore it. Or you can say to somebody else, I'm sorry, hang on, somebody's at my door. And you appoint somebody else to take over. But it's just knowing that these things can occur and then being prepared to handle them. And the mute button's your best friend. Turn your camera off. Turn your camera on. Be prepared. Always be ready for whatever might happen. And take responsibility for your own knowledge of how to do the virtual meeting. So if you're on this call tonight, you're obviously on this show, you're trying to learn and you're one of the people that wants to do better. But these are the kind of things that show that you're a professional. They increase your value in the workplace and the marketplace because people see you as someone who takes your work seriously and you're engaged. You're looking at the camera. I have actually a sign right here that says, look at the camera, because I have a couple of big monitors and my camera sits up on top of the monitor. So it's higher than, and this is really important. It's higher than, in my focus to my eye range. So I have to look up at the camera. Otherwise it looks like I'm not looking into people's eyes and we're looking straight ahead, but we're not looking at people in the eyes. And so we all know that when you meet people and you're talking to people, I hope we all know, it's rude and disrespectful not to look at people in their eyes when you're talking to them. So we have to kind of adjust and learn how to do that and look up into the camera and really learn how to master the art of the virtual meeting. The other thing that happened to me, Peter, well, two things. You said it. You alluded to it. I was doing a Skype. This was a couple years ago. And I learned this, and then I never forgot it. And I had, actually, it was a while back. It was AOL. That's how long ago it was. And I had Messenger on my computer, and I was doing a call, and there was probably about 600 people on the call. And it was a corporate call. And one of the guys that was speaking, let's just say he wasn't very popular with a lot of the listeners. And one of the other company executives sent me a message, and I was doing a screen share so everybody could see what was on my screen because I was showing a PowerPoint. And this guy interjected and said something. And when he did, one of the other executives sent me a message, which popped up on my screen that everybody could see because I was doing a screen share. And it said, this guy's an effing idiot. Why is he even talking? And I saw it and I tried to get rid of it fast, but it was too late. Everybody saw it and it was really embarrassing and damaging. So I learned from that to turn off Messenger whenever I'm going to do a webinar and a screen share, because you just don't know what somebody might send you that you don't want everybody to see. So that was one of my most embarrassing moments during a Zoom or a webinar. And the other thing was my camera went out once. And I was presenting. And so a lot of times when these things happen, we learn from them, right? So when it happens, so now I have a backup camera in the drawer right here. And if I'm doing a Zoom or a webinar and I'm talking and my camera goes out, it's only going to be a matter of minutes before I'm back in business because I have a backup. So it's really taking the show must go on mentality and being prepared so that whatever happens, somebody comes to the door, the dog is barking, somebody's butting in, then you can handle it. And preparing with notes and signs, telling the family, I'm on a call, this is my boss, this is the president of the company, and this is not for your opinion, this is my business call. And a lot of times people think that because a call is being broadcasted out loud, it's a conversation for everyone in the room. But that only happens if you don't have the communication with them first. So it's 8 o'clock, and that's all my best tips on what to do when the virtual meeting goes wrong. Do you have any closing comments, Peter?
No, I think we can probably go over one more episode of this because there's a lot of stuff that could really help a lot of people. So I wouldn't mind if we did this, if we did more of this, because this is life. I mean, this is life when you're trying to work a regular business. So great information. So if people want to work with you, how do they get in touch with you?
They can find me at JeanineAvila.com, and they can go to the contact box. And if you have a question or something you want to know about the virtual meeting, put it in there. Send me an email, Janine@JeanineAvila.com. I respond to all my emails. And I have a 24/7 hotline number if you just want to call and leave a message. You'll never disturb me because when I'm not available, it goes to voicemail. And that number is 831-621-0995, 831-621-0995. And they can find me here every Thursday night.
That's right, every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central. And if you want to hear the previous radio shows, go to buildingfortressradio.com/Janine. buildingfortunesradio.com/JANINE. I really appreciate you doing this. Great information. I know it reminds me of a lot of stuff as well, and there's so many more. We could probably do 2 or 3 half-hour radio shows about these types of issues, which really make a big difference. So there's some other tips, and maybe we could do this again next week. So for those people listening in, you just heard one of our favorite people, Janine Avila, on Building Fortunes Radio. See you next week, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.